Greetings, my brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. Amen. Just what you've been needing, waiting for, whether you knew it or not, right? It's installment number 47. How about that? Of our daily respite series. It's a beautiful Friday in Arthur, Illinois. It's September 24th, and we are getting close to concluding our weekly series with Father Richard Rohr from the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is where he originates his daily devotions. They're mailed out every day. Actually, they're mailed out, sent out by email about every morning. At least mine comes at about 2 in the morning, something like that. And you can all sign up for them. If he's your kind of voice, right? Well, our week has been about what do we do with money with Father Richard. Today's theme is curbing our appetites. And Father Richard's going to introduce us to two other voices. One, a fairly contemporary voice, Sally McFagu, who passed away in 2019. We're going to hear a little bit from her. And then we're going to hear from an old Quaker named John Woolman, right? John Woolman, who passed away in the 18th century. So we get different generations, different ages, different voices, different genders. This could be very interesting. I wonder which voice of today's devotion is going to land on your heart and stick, right? Well, God's already got that planned. I hope you're ready. Get out the Velcro, right? Because here it comes. This is Curbing Our Appetites. Father Richard Rohr. And we begin with this. Sally McFagu, 1933 to 2019. She was a renowned scholar in the theological disciplines of ecology, economics, and feminist Christianity. In her book, Blessed Are the Consumers, she calls consumerism the most successful religion on the planet, with catastrophic results for humanity and our planet. However, she also suggests a way forward. Here's the voice of Sally McFagu. She says, I have been struck by the rather shocking practice of self-emptying, of what the Christian tradition has called kenosis. Check Philippians 2, 5 through 8 for more. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Self-emptying, kenosis. She says, I believe it suggests an ethic for our time, a time that is characterized by climate change and financial chaos. These two related crises are the result of excess, our insatiable appetites that are literally consuming the world. We are living way beyond our means at all levels. Our personal credit cards, the practices of our financial lending institutions, and the planet's resources that support all of us. Could the crazy notion of self-emptying, a notion found in different forms in many religious traditions, be a clue to what is wrong with our way of being in the world, as well as a suggestion of how we might live differently? Father Richard mentioned in Wednesday's meditation, when money controls every aspect of our lives, it is extremely difficult to find our moral compass. Remember that? That's why the practices of simplicity, solidarity, and community that are embodied by such people as Quaker John Woolman are so important. Woolman lived from 1720 to 1772. They show us that it is possible to live an alternative to the dominant culture. McFagu continues, I am thinking of John Woolman, an 18th century American Quaker, who had a successful retail business and gave it up because he felt it kept him from clearly seeing something that disturbed him. That something was called slavery. He came to see how money stood in the way of clear perception of injustice. People who had a lot of property and land needed slaves to maintain them, or so these folks reasoned. He saw the same problem with his own reasoning. Whenever he looked at an injustice in the world, he always saw it through his own eye, his own situation and benefit. Once he reduced his own level of prosperity, then he could see the clear links between riches and oppression. He wrote, "Every degree of luxury has some connection with evil." Reduction of his lifestyle gave him insight into the difference between needs and wants, something our insatiable consumer culture has made it almost impossible to recognize. To empty the self, it's not an act of denial, but of fulfillment, for it creates space for God to fill one's being. The bottom line of our whole life is that we are satisfied by nothing less than God. Our deepest desire is to be one with God, even as Jesus was. Made in the image of God, our destiny is to become one with God, so that we too can say, "Not my will, but God's be done." This is not a loss, but again, it's the greatest gain. Let us pray. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. And now, God, listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our suffering world. Knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.